We spoke about the date of it being so close to New Year's Day. We know that won't happen next year, but obviously because of what the timing, you and your committee have been working flat out for the last week or so.
Yeah, we've got all these public holidays in the way, obviously, so luckily most of us are unpaid and volunteers, so yeah, it's not costing quite too much, but it is a bit of a hassle to get it up and running, and these are up all the major marquees, so yeah, we're well in front, I think. It should be a great day. The weather's looking fantastic as well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. The Longford Cup today, of course, the winner of that gets automatic selection. So we've got a rough field of who's likely to be there without knowing who's going to win the Longford Cup today. But it's a pretty good field, isn't it?
It is a very even field. I've been through it several times. You know, there's 14 in it at the moment, so very even. Pretty much, it's nearly the Sheffield Cup field reenacted, actually.
Okay, I think the only one that probably wasn't there was Whitehawk, which won the Golden Mile, trained by Angela Brakey. And I've got to say, its run after the Golden Mile wasn't that impressive, so obviously she'll be looking to turn that around on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's one of those horses, if you talk to Angela about it, you never know what it's going to do on the day. When it does go well, it can do anything, and some days it just doesn't want to put in, but... yeah, that's the nature of that particular animal.
EastEnders having a run, won the cup, of course, won all three cups a couple of years ago, but first one back from a spell. I'm not too sure about that.
No, I don't know whether it'll run or not. It doesn't even have a rating now. It's an eight-year-old. But it did run in last year's cup, but didn't run very well, of course.
And looking through the field, My Word Is, of course, won the Sheffield Cup. And again, that was a bit of a surprise result, but Drew Tyson's just absolutely rapt to have a Devonport Cup runner.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are happy. I mean, as we said before, it's such an even field. There won't be a standout, I don't think. I think Barry Campbell's got three runners. John Black has got two. And, you know, you'd give a chance to any of them. They're all very close in the ratings.
Yeah, I'm talking about John Blacker's horses, Glass Warrior, of course. I think it won the Sheffield Cup or the Golden Mile last year and ran pretty well in the Devonport Cup too, so the distance won't be a problem for that one.
No, at the moment that would be my preference, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see what the final field is, but yeah.
Yeah, I've got five that I've marked for it, and the other one I think looks a bit of a chance too is probably Chabon Renegade. It's always there, isn't it?
Yeah, and Bill Ryan's a great trainer, as we know, and, it'd be great to see him get a winner.
So the Cup will be run at around about 5 o'clock, a nine-race program. The first one gets underway at 12:30. Of course, we all have to be masked up these days and double vaccinated, and bookings can only be made online. There's no gate sales this year again?
Yeah, we do have gate sales.
Okay.
But we prefer people bought tickets at Go Racing Tasmania, but we do have gate sales on the day this year.
Okay, and the cocktail party on Tuesday night, always a big lead into the Devonport Cup, and that'll be a big event as well?
Yeah, that'll be at the Thai restaurant in La Trobe, and we've got Brian Martin, the ex-race caller, coming over as our special guest to do some speaking about his career, and that should be great listening.
He'll be on track on Wednesday as well, I imagine, then?
No, he was going to be, but he's got to fly back to Victoria on the morning of the Cup, so
that's a shame.
He won't be on course.
I was looking forward to catching up to him when you told me that, but anyway, it'll still be a great day. We'll be broadcasting live there from 2 to 6 in the afternoon, and we'll bring you the call of the Ladbrokes Devonport Cup live at around about 5 p.m. Barry, have a good day on Wednesday. I know you will. I look forward to it. I'll catch up with you on Wednesday, but thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, no worries, mate. Thank you.